Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Uvalde, again. There's not much to talk about this week, honestly. Another school shot up, another mass shooting, 19 kids dead, little kids, elementary school kids, little kids, two teachers dead. It's only been a couple of weeks since Buffalo, when 10 black people were killed by a white supremacist, which they didn't really even care about that one because, you know, the black lives didn't really matter. And they don't really care about this one. We don't really care about this one. When I say we, I don't mean individually. I mean our society. I mean definitely politicians. They don't care. Listen, we know the routine. There'll be thoughts and prayers and thinking about praying and praying to think and la-di-da and all that bullshit. There'll be some quote, outrage. There'll be some conspiracy theories are already coming out that, I don't know, that this somehow had to do with him, the shooter is an illegal immigrant or transgender or whatever nonsense. And then there were those who were like, it didn't really happen. And, you know, I've said this repeatedly. Sandy Hook proved that we don't care about mass murder. You know, we let our kids get shot. We let kids get shot in elementary school. I work with two people today who have kids of elementary school age. And one of them was explaining it to his 8-year-old, you know, because he said that his kid couldn't comprehend kids his age getting murdered. Like, they couldn't get their mind around that. Kind of a shame they have to. And, you know, the shooter drills are considered normal now. It's all talk. I'm just one more voice talking. That's why I don't want to go into it. I posted something online about, you know, the look of this. They had a picture of one of the kids in a suit. And, of course, he's a beautiful young kid in a suit and, you know, gone. And I posted that these kids, they didn't have breakfast with their family this morning, you know. And, you know, the NRA is the NRA. They're going to raise some money about this. They're going to play the victim. It's not even ironic. They're having their big convention in Houston this weekend, and Donald Trump's speaking, and they're not allowing guns. They're not allowing guns because Donald Trump's going to speak. And I posted about that, and I posted about, I know it's a Secret Service rule that you can't bring guns where there's an ex-president. But, I mean, these are good guys. These are good guys with guns. And then some guy posted, well, the law and blah, blah, blah. See, suddenly they're interested in the law. They weren't interested in the law when they stormed the Capitol. Again, it's all just talk. And another guy said, well, it takes 60 senators to change a law. And there's only 50 Democrats. Because the Democrats are as, okay, not as guilty as the Republicans, but definitely complicit in their silence and inaction. They have the House, the Senate, and the executive White House branch, and they do nothing with another shooting. And this kid, perfectly legal, turned 18, did what a Texan's supposed to do at 18, went to the gun store, bought an AR-15. He just chose to use it. Most of them just want to carry it to the grocery store. He took it a step farther. They found enough senators to pass the infrastructure bill, health care. They don't care about this. Listen, the NRA is going to raise money. Politicians are going to get paid, blah, blah, blah. It's all. I'm sorry, people. I am worn out. Mass murder is like racism. It's just tiring. Just keeps coming at you. As my friend Jack always says, nothing changes if nothing changes, and nothing's going to change. The most impassioned speech I've seen about this came from Steve Kerr, a basketball coach who's running the Golden State Warriors toward the finals. Yeah, that's the best speech, the most impassioned speech I've seen so far. And here's the thing that really strikes me as funny about this, absolutely comical. Getting killed in a mass murder might be the most democratic thing in America, because everyone has a pretty much equal chance. You can get shot at school, you can get shot at church, you can get shot at the mall, you can get shot at the movie theater, you can get shot in your backyard. We have every type of shooter you want, mostly white shooters, but there have been black shooters, Asian shooters, Latino shooters. Of course, the white racists will tell you they're all Islamic shooters, but we've had all types. No women that I could think of, but you know, that is what it is. Victims, again, all across the board, white victims, definitely black victims, killed by white supremacists, interestingly. Asian victims, plenty of women victims, Muslim victims, Jewish victims. Jewish synagogues have been attacked. So pretty much any and everybody in America has a chance to be killed in a mass murder. Now, I don't think that's what the founding fathers wanted when they created this democracy, but we seem to have broken it down evenly. We can't be even about women's rights. We can't be even about racial things, voting and million other ways of racism. We can't agree on immigration. We can't agree on abortion. We can't agree on health care. We can't agree on energy. We can't agree on any of that. You know, you have the Republican national chair said this week that their job is to fight the Democrats, not to help America, but to fight the Democrats. It's all the same. But when it comes to getting shot, even Congress people, there's their little softball game. Didn't that get shot at, shot up, something? We all have an equal chance. So, you know, America, the beautiful, right? I've said it a million times. We're the best and the worst country in the world at the same time. But when it comes to this, we are the worst. And they'll show you the statistics and the numbers, and they'll say it doesn't work and this and that. But it does. But it does. The countries like Australia, and I think Sweden is another one. I don't know. It was another European country. The countries that have had mass shootings and then just banned guns, just said, nope. No more guns, particularly not assault weapons, which are, and I was talking to a hunter today. He said, any of those, the AR-15, the Uzi, any of those, he said, those aren't for hunting. Those are for killing humans. The countries that have banned those have had mass murder stop. It does work, but don't worry. We won't do anything. And we're averaging one a week this year. We're on a roll. We're getting a mass shooting every week. So I guess it's what we do. I'm sorry if there's no hope in this podcast. I'm beat up. I am crying. I am dying for these children and the families of these children who were killed for no reason at all, other than anybody can go to a store at 18 and buy a gun and other states you can conceal carry one, and this is freedom, right? It's freedom. My friend Robert Glasper did a song with Layla Hathaway and Malcolm Jamal Warner. It's on Black Radio, his CD Black Radio, and it's called Jesus Children. And he wrote it, they wrote it, they did it in honor of Sandy Hook. It's absolutely beautiful song, absolutely beautiful song about the young souls lost. Google it or Spotify it or Apple Music, whatever way you listen to music. Just stop. Give yourself 5 minutes. If you can take 5 minutes of quiet and listen to Jesus Children, and particularly listen to the poem at the end, it's a beautiful thing. And the artists will create, and they will create beauty in this tragedy. And the only thing I can tell you, and God bless you, I love you, and if you have kids, please hug your kids and try to keep them safe. Just do your best, please. Jesus' children, as I said, it touching, beautiful. And the only thing we can be sure of, the only thing we can be absolutely sure of is this will happen again. There's no doubt. Because we, and when I say we, I'm not talking about you because I know you care. I'm talking about we as a nation, we as a culture, don't care when the kids get killed. And if we don't care when the elementary school kids get killed, you think we're going to care about anyone else dying? Yeah, I'm sorry. There may not be a podcast for the next couple of weeks. I got to go. A lot of travel coming up. I'm actually going to the UK to shoot a show, and then I'll be back at Americade. You guys know I love that. It's a bike thing. So I'll be gone the next couple of weeks. I appreciate you listening. I do hope you're safe and your loved ones are safe wherever you are. And we're better than this. I still hope to believe we're better than this, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is just what we do. So that's all I got. We'll keep going. Thank you guys. Thank you for listening. Some people say they prefer when I do this podcast alone. Well, there was definitely not going to be a guest this week, and in talking about this one. So thank you. And if you want stats and all that stuff, go find it in the news. I'm not doing all of that. I'm not naming shooters, and God bless the victims. And that's it. I'm getting redundant. So I'm going to call it a night. Appreciate you. Good night. Stay safe.
There's a fire going on in the building. Somebody needs to get burnt. I want to welcome you to Smoking at Church, where it don't matter who you are, where you from, what kind of car you drive, how much money is in your bank account. You can come over here and smoke a little weed, because we believe weed is the catalyst for change. It was the change in me that sent me on the right path. I would like to invite you to join the journey, Smoking at Church, once a week on wherever you listen to your podcast.